Praise Jesus Christ.
At Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory to hear the powerful word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the word of God.
Very blessed. Good morning to all listeners in Barbados and Eastern Caribbean and wherever this program is being heard. So grateful to God. Let me just pause to say thank you, Jesus. Let me pause to say, Lord, I honor you. Let me just pause to say, I worship you, Lord, because you have taken us, Lord, through so much in the last year, 2024, and in 2025, you are still here leading us by your great and mighty hand. And we look forward to 2025, Lord, to the greatness you've promised us this year of Jubilee, a year of fulfillment, and a year of a new era and a new day. And thank you because we're experiencing some wonderful and awesome things by your presence and by your anointing. So we praise you. We thank you. We glorify you because you are God and you're doing exactly what you plan to do for us and with us. To God be the glory. As we start this morning, I want to invite Elder Andrew Octave to pray for us. In Jesus' name.
Blessing, good morning to one and all. Father, we thank you for a wonderful opportunity yet again to bring the word of God to those who are listening. Prayer today that a heart, a soul, a person will be touched, and that what is said will bring a seed of worship, a seed of praise, a seed of forgiveness, a seed of salvation, that men and women will be drawn to the kingdom of God. And we pray this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew Octave. We have, of course, with us Apostle Chris and Reverend Gail. We're here to just share with you, as usual, the will and the mind and the purpose of God for His church, for His people, for His nation, and for us, and for you that are listening. And I want to remind those of you that are listening, that are children of God, God's got a plan for you. God's got purpose for you. And sometimes you wonder why things are going against you and why things don't look too good. I want to encourage you not to give up, because whatever you do, as long as you stay with God, put your hands in the hand of the Master, the purpose and will and plan of God for your life will come to pass, because God is faithful. I have proven to the Lord that He's faithful. I've proven that He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, a mother, a husband, a wife. He is just the best friend you can have. And so He is always faithful. Yes, you will have to go through some storms. Yes, you will have to go through some fires. Yes, you will have to go through the lion's den. But that's your testing place. Without a test, you will not have a testimony. And I feel to say to somebody today, hang in there. You're not going to die in this. You're going to come out more anointed, full of the fire of God and the word of God in your mouth. Sharp. Hallelujah. Sharp and treasuring in Jesus' name. We're going to continue to share on our theme. It's a new day. It's a new era. This is our Jubilee year of fulfillment, because we believe in God. If God says it to us, we believe it. And God is able to do with His hands whatever He has said with His mouth. And we have seen the manifestation of God in our ministry and in our lives. He will say something to us and then we see it manifested. And that's why we're so excited when we come to you and on this program, because we're not just saying it, we've experienced it. We have experienced God. Yes. You know the God that led Moses? That God. You know the God that went through the Red Sea with Moses, that in fact set the east wind and push it back all night in the morning, they went through and dry ground. That God. The God that went into the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew boys. That God. The God that was able to go to the lions and still the lions and shut their mouths and Daniel was not hurt. That God. Praise the name of God. The same God that spoke to Abraham, the same God that spoke to Moses is our God. And we've seen him work in some tremendous, amazing, and awesome ways. And that's why we pray to love him and serve him and do our best. Reverend, yeah, we want to really look at some of the scriptures that we have. You can read those for us. And recently, because of all the dark things that we're seeing, when things get dark and dismal, and it's violence in our nation, and we have to look at that. The church can't dig her head in the sand and pretend that nothing's happening, nothing's going wrong. We cannot continue to have church within the four walls of the building and not realize that there's something happening outside. And as a matter of fact, yes, I do agree that the church must have a plan to respond to what's happening on the outside, the violence, no matter what has caused it. Many people are skeptical as to what started it and why it is so bad. But at the end of the day, the church has been mandated to bring life where there's death, to bring light where there's darkness, to be the salt of the earth, despite what we're seeing. And we continue to encourage you to do what God has called you to do as a church. And yes, God himself is the builder of the church. He said in the book of Matthew 16, verse 18, on this rock, I, Jesus Christ, will build my church, and the gates of hell will not ever be able to prevail against it. And I'm so glad that the pastor didn't build the church, or the apostle didn't build the church, or the bishop didn't build the church, or Reverend Gill didn't build the church. But Jesus said, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So people are on the calling programs and all around the place, blaming the church, trying to make the church look as though she's doing nothing, and saying all kinds of negative things. And so, isn't it funny when things are going good, nobody don't want to go to church, and they dance and do all the big stuff and have party all night and powder and all kinds of stuff. When things start to go downhill, they say the church. I don't go to every church. I go to Mount Zion's Missions. And I can tell you that Mount Zion's Missions is doing what God has called her to do. And she's never stopped. She's gone into the trenches, the highways and the byways, into the prisons, into the ghettos, into the communities, into the Garlands, into the Ideologies, into the Deacon's Farm, into the Chapmanlands, into the New Orleans. She has gone where God sent her. And we've seen change. Right. So we cannot continue to blame God's church. God's church will be the church. Yeah. Yes, sometimes we do things a little bit odd and obzocky and a bit off base and off scripture. But God will save his church as long as the church, you know, remains sincere. Praise God in her plans and her undertaking. And so Jesus sees this church as a global yet locally expressed community of believers united by their faith and committed to his teachings and obedient to his call. The church is God's living organism. It's the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And it's empowered. The church, when God created the church, that's why he told the disciples to wait in the upper room. Because he wasn't going to send them out without power. He wasn't going to send them out without something being fortified to withstand all of the shocks of the enemy. The attacks. He says, tarry in the upper room until you be endued with power from on high. The church has been given power to get the job done. Amen. She's empowered by the Holy Spirit, and she's tasked with spreading the gospel and making disciples out of all men. Going into all the world, right?
Yeah.
Matthew 28. And preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not just to be in a building. The church is not the building. The church is the people of God that he has called. And the church is a dynamic force. I want to say that again. The church of God. People have to be careful trying to open their mouths and speak against God's church. because God will represent his church. The church is a dynamic force for good, reflecting God's love and his rule on earth. God has a lot of things on his mind as he sees a church. The church is undefeatable, believe me. Can't be defeated. I quoted that already for you. Matthew 16, 18. God said that it can't be defeated. The church is built on him and it can't be defeated. The church is the body of Christ. And as we understand that Jesus gave his life, he shed his blood on the cross to create his church, to form his church, to birth his church. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And to give salvation to those. Salvation is the way to Jesus. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be part of a church, you have to come through the blood.
Yes.
God has made blood covenant with his Father so that when we get saved, that covenant kicks in. And when we say we are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and when Jesus and God sees us, he doesn't just see us in our sins or how bad we are. He sees his son's blood. And he remembers the covenant that he has made with his son to die on the cross for the sins of the whole world. I regret sometimes when I see the ugly things that are happening out there in our society. Too many people out there are rejecting God. Mm. And that's why we're seeing a lot of evil. Because if you open up, if you sow the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind. That's the word. And people are sowing wind. I was shocked when I saw a whole group of LGBT people out there parading and the vulgar things they were saying. I love this. You love something that goes against the mind and the purpose of God? The devil is a liar. Yeah. And we've done it with such fanfare and with such laughter. You laugh to your own destruction because God is still God. And if God don't judge that, you have to go and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. You have to go and apologize to Lucifer for casting him down for disobedience. God will judge sin and God will judge wrong. But the church must remain the church. She must not be shaken or get afraid and terrified. She must remain the church that God has called her to be. The church is also the bride of Christ. We're God's bride. And one day God's come back for his bride. Yeah. Praise God. We're not here forever. We are in transition. This is just transition point. We are in transit. Yeah. You're going from one place to the next plane. We are in transit here. And God is coming back for his church one day. Hallelujah. It's the bride of Christ. Because when he says the bread of Christ, it depicts the deep love and relationship that God has for his people, that we have for him. The church is also the temple of the Holy Spirit. The church is filled with the Holy Spirit, making it a place where God's presence is experienced and manifested. Like Sunday morning when you all get crazy and dance in the church, that's a manifestation. Amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. Of God's temple. It's a kingdom community. Praise God. And we have to live up God's purpose every time we meet. Yes, and we have to live his purpose out. We got to remember his teachings and follow and obey. So on that point, I just want to get back to, which we raised it last week and people thought it was funny. But, I'm amazed at the conversion that took place in the life of these two ministers here sitting in the room with me. Reverend Gail and Andrew Octave. Nobody, no human being, it wasn't a doctor that met them and, revolutionized them. They met with Jesus. Amen. And yes, around this time now, they be getting ready, the costumes and so on, to go to crop over. So because it's a season for that, I want to just go back and reflect and ask them a few questions in terms of, do you regret coming to the Lord? Do you look back? You look back and hope that perhaps, you hadn't gone to the Lord. Or you are very happy. What's the change? Because we're talking about new era, new day. And I'm convinced that when you met God, that was your new era. And you turned your life, your back totally on the things that you were doing. And you walked with the Lord. And now you are in the house of the Lord. And isn't it something? Ministers of God, if human beings, if regular man would choose who to be pastor, he would not have chosen you because you were out there doing a dog and 40 cats in the streets doing Kaduma. People would have said, no, not a good candidate. But God looks away from that and sees your heart and he sees the purpose and the plan. So I want you, Reverend Gail, to share, because we're talking about the church, the power of the salvation and the role of the church in a new era and a new day. We saw it happening also with the disciples. But it happened in the earth with you. It didn't just happen and stop on the day of Pentecost. And guess what? Every day souls are getting saved. As I talk now, souls are getting saved. Every second, there are hundreds and thousands of people that are getting saved. Up to the time of Jesus coming, people will still be getting saved. That's the power of salvation and the power of the church. Share with me.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning, a wonderful good morning to everyone who's listening. As you were talking, Apostle, and I looked back, I would believe that by now I would have chosen my costume and would be checking to see how that is going, paid my money. Mm-hmm. I would be going to every fete that there was, you know, coming home 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, fetting even if the rain pouring, still there, fetting and winding down. And then God did a suddenly on me. It was nothing that I had a distaste for anything that was in my life. I was cool. It was a breeze. But God had a suddenly somewhere there for me. And suddenly he shifted my life. When I look back at it all the time, I give him thanks because I recognize that he just put things in place that I would meet him for real. Was I going to church? Yes, I was going to church. But then when you come to a place whereby you recognize that Jesus is real and the word of God is living and active and it can change you, it gives you that 180 degree turn, and that's what happened to me. And as quickly so, I fell in love with Jesus, and that's how I have been now for 30 years, bless God. Praise and God. I know that that is what you would call a new era and a new day, whereby you will be going along one way and all of a sudden God would shift you. And if you're obedient to that call, you would see what God would do in your life. And at one point, I just said, I'll be sold out for the Lord. I've not changed that. And I've not looked back at all because I've found that place whereby I know that I am loved by a great Father, and I have a Savior that is my protector. So it's a blessing to be saved. It's an honor to be under the covering of a church and under the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not under the slavery of sin and the devil.
Yes, please.
So I give God all the thanks and the praise. And yes, for me, it was a sudden new era, new day. It was a suddenly.
Oh, God. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
It was a
praise
suddenly.
God. And I'm so glad that God gave you to the church. You are a gift to the church. You're a gift to the ministry. Praise God.
Amen.
And my great man of God here, Elder Andrew Ogden, smiling along, you know, talk to us because you have similar life like Reverend Gail. And both of y'all had good jobs in the secular world, you know, so you're comfortable. So, you didn't have to be up there, you know, to say, I'm going to depend on anybody. You could do one thing and just be happy and stuff. So tell us what your new era and your new day when you met God and came out from the bands, crop over on the highway to God's highway.
Good morning again, listeners. For me, my experience was similar to my colleague, Reverend Gail. I, too, was into the season of partying and the crop overing. And at one time, I would be out 5 to 6 nights on average. But there came a point where I wanted something different. The bright lights, the partying, the whatever else you would call it, no longer held that attraction. But because they had nothing to compare it to, I was just there in like a rut. And one day I remember I said out loud, there has to be something different and better than this. I just didn't know what it was at that time.
Yeah.
But God has such a sense of humor. A Saturday night in a nightclub on the floor with a drink in my hand and my colleagues with me, we were separate, and it was a little off to the side by myself. I distinctly heard, what are you doing here?
Oh.
And I looked around because I thought it was my colleagues talking to me. And I was about to tell them, but we come here together. What are you doing here? I looked back, and there was nobody around.
Yes.
And I heard the words, what are you doing here?
Whoa.
And I looked at the drink in my hand, and I began to question, well, this is true, though. What are you doing here? The atmosphere no longer held the glamour. And that night he said, I think this is my last time coming to this nightclub.
Wow.
But I still did not yet know who or what was calling me.
Yeah.
Long story short, my wife was at work and met a young lady who introduced her and invited her to a church service. And then as she came, she invited me. And then I found, because lo and behold, there was a colleague who saw me when I was looking, and he wanted to introduce me to another organization. He gave me all the necessary paperwork, and he endorsed me as a candidate, and I was accepted.
Oh.
But for some reason or the other, the paperwork stalled.
God.
And while it was stalled, and we were trying to figure it out, church came into the picture.
Praise God. God saved you.
And so I embraced church and God wholeheartedly and never looked back. Yeah. Later, the same guy saw me and said, oh, I see what you were looking for. I see you found it. I tell him, yes, man, I found it. So I'm going on this road.
Thank God for Jesus. So imagine you're talking to somebody now who's planning, who's not preparing the costumes and stuff like that, ready to go to crop over. What do you say to them?
My brother, my sister, my colleague, my friend, there's a better way of doing it. Because you have not yet seen the other alternative, you figure that what you have now is good. And it very well is, because sin is sweet. But I can give you something that is better. Now, far consequences are much more impactful to your life in a positive manner than where you're going now. The next day you wake up, you got a hangover, still breath, alcohol in your system, and you want something else. Meet Jesus, and you will reach the right spirit that you will never, ever want anything in your life but Jesus.
Awesome.
That's my advice.
With God, we are guaranteed a new era and a new day. Amen. I'm going to give Apostle Chris a chance to say something. But before that, on Sunday, something happened that I'm giving praise for. We've had quite a few converts that came from the world to our church and got saved.
Yeah,
but this young man that got baptized on Sunday,
oh, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
In the midst of all of the killings in the country, right? All of the bloodshed, he was one of those that was earmarked to be killed.
Targeted.
They had him, they had him to kill. And he was before the courts and stuff like that. And the magistrate called me and she said, Reverend Beard, I have this young man. I can see beyond all of the facade that he's a good person. If somebody could only help him out of where he is. If it's one person I know that can help him, it's you. I'm sending him to you. Help him. I don't want to send him to prison. I want to see him help. She said, I said to him, well, I'm leaving the island for 2 weeks. I'll be back. Once I'm back, give me the information. I'll call him. And when I call him, he was a mess. When I say a mess, an absolute right mess. And people with a sober thinking would have run in another direction. But I'm so glad the Lord gave me the grace to deal with him and to know how to work with him. Of course, we had to pray against that spirit that want to vandalize him, kill him and all kinds of stuff. You know what was really awesome? When I read the scripture from Romans, about being baptized as a burial, you're being buried. He could have been buried physically.
Mm-hmm.
We could be watching his burial based on the fact that there was this thing on him. But he found Jesus. Amen. He had a new day.
Amen.
And a new era. And man, he said to us on Sunday, I will not change this trajectory. Amen. I'm going back. I love God. I'm going to serve God. Amen. And he's been with us for over a year.
Yeah.
And we're seeing change in his life, significant change. I've seen it over and over. But this one touched me because it was different. It was one of those that was on the list.
Yeah.
Of all the young men up there getting killed, he was on that list.
Yeah.
And God took him off the list.
Yeah.
God took him off the list. And I said, God, to God be the glory. God. And God gave him a new day and a new era.
Amen.
Apostle Chris.
This is so very, 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 very exciting. What the Lord can do in our lives. It's always fascinating to hear where people came from. And we all have a story. Every one of us have our own specific story. We fight with finery about it that sometimes we only keep to ourselves. But we found that even in spite of the fun and the joy we have, somewhere along the lines, you realize this isn't working out. Something fundamental is missing. Yes, I have the fun, I have the things I want, I have the party, I have all that, but something else is missing. And it brings us back to something really awesome that God spoke to us about, that we are incomplete without Him.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. We are on our own without Him.
That's right.
We're going on the railroad without
Jesus.
Him.
Yeah.
Our destination will not be what we want without Him.
Yes.
And in spite of all the things we go through, we look forward to, we look into that story, and the Lord keep working on us. Where we have the drinks, where we have the things, where we, whatever we do. You can't lay down your bed at night and forget God comes to you and tells you something needs to be fixed in your body.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Something needs to be fixed in your young lady. What you're doing just ain't working. Try me. Try me. And He's been doing that for the last 6,000 years. As long as the word has been, He's been doing
Jesus,
it to get us to come to Him and find real joy. Listen, people,
Jesus.
There's no joy like the joy of the Lord. There's no peace like the
Jesus.
Peace of the Lord. There's no hope like the hope of the Lord. There's no victory like the joy and the deliverance that will come through Jesus.
Praise God.
At this time when people are working on their costumes and all that, don't forget to bring Him in.
Oh my.
He's your answer.
Yes, please.
He's your everything.
Praise
Seek
God.
Seek Him now when He can be found.
Thank you,
if you wait too late, it's not going to work for you. Do it now.
Have praise God. Thank you, Apostle Chris. Wow. At the point of salvation, that's your new era. That's your new day. Can I say to somebody today, if you're not saved, give a life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. I need your salvation. I need a new day. I need a new era. I need a change in my life. I'm tired of this life. Save me. Take away my sins. And make me a new person. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a new day. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a new era. I promise that I will serve you from this day onward in Jesus' name. If you repeated that prayer, you just got salvation.
Amen.
You just started the new day and a new era. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you covered. Over to Reverend Gail.
Thank you, Apostle. We want to give much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753, 436-4753. And we are looking forward to hearing how this program has impacted you today. Contact us at 422-2512 or 432-6479. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. As we go, I want to remind everyone listening that God has earmarked you for a new day and a new era. There's a blessing coming with your name on it. Don't miss it. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.